KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Cooperative Governance Minister Vilenkosini Hlabisa says samples of the snacks believed to have made a Soweto child ill have been taken to laboratories for testing. The eight-year-old boy from Mabetla reportedly fell ill over the weekend after consuming contaminated Stylo snacks purchased from a local spaza shop. He was taken to the ICU at Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital. Hlabisa was speaking outside the facility earlier, and he says the boy is not the first child to be affected by the Stylo snacks.
We are happy that the process is at a laboratory level. Once the results come back, we will clear any challenge around the snacks themselves, but concentrate on the organophosphate as a challenge in our communities.
Officials in Johannesburg yesterday confirmed that the spaza shop had been shut. Police Minister Senzo Mqunu says four provinces have been classified as crime hotspots. He says these will receive focused attention to reduce murders, remove illegal firearms and drugs, and tackle gender-based violence.
And of course, other related crimes that are on the increase as we observe, including kidnappings, extortions, cash in transit, heists, and stock theft. On all of these crimes, plans are underway to bring all these crimes under control.
Mqunu says advancing technology, strengthening crime intelligence and upskilling detectives are just some of the key solutions identified to fight back against rising crime. He's been speaking after a three-day police summit that has wrapped up in Kempton Park. And South Korea's impeached ex-leader Yoon Suk-yeol has left the presidential residence in the capital, Seoul. The 64-year-old was stripped of all power and privileges last week by the Constitutional Court over his disastrous December martial law declaration. The attempt shocked the country, with soldiers deployed to parliament, but lasted just hours. Yoon today thanked his supporters for what he called defending freedom and sovereignty as they braved freezing temperatures to protest in recent months. The top story this hour: Minister of Cooperative Governance Vilenkosini Hlabisa says samples of the snacks believed to have made a Soweto child ill have been taken to labs for testing. The eight-year-old boy has been in ICU at the Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital. Go to ecr.co.za for more local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.